This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hit snooze and stay in bed with Annie and Ando on Joy.
On the line now, we're about to chat to someone who is an artist and one of the three creators of a brand new show that's coming to the online called Meet the Mullets. And they're comprised of Lucy Fox, Laura Trenery, and Elle Sachs playing these. They never call themselves Bogans because they don't see themselves as Bogans. But their characters' names are Daryl, Beric, and Vinny. Please welcome to the show one third of the award-winning trio, the Travelling Sisters. It's Lucy.
Good morning.
Hey, Lucy. How are you going?
I'm great. How are you?
Very well, thank you. Did I hear one of the characters' name is Beric?
It is.
As in, like, the suburb? Was he conceived in the suburb, perhaps?
Do you know, I don't even know the suburb. That's Elle's character, and I don't even know if she knew there was a suburb, Beric.
It's near Nazawaza, mate. Nazawaza.
What's that?
Nari Warren. Nazawaza and Beric.
We've
done a lot of road trips. Maybe they've kind of slipped into our, subconscious or something.
Wow. How did you come up with the ideas for these kooky characters?
Oh, they were conceived years ago. And originally they were three ice skaters. three ice skaters who went to the 1984 Winter Olympics in Sarajevo, Yugoslavia. And then they kind of morphed into something else. And then eventually, because you can kind of do with characters whatever you want, really, because, I mean...
They're characters.
You know, it's make-believe, but...
Instead, they're actors now doing Shakespeare.
So they're actors now, exactly. So they've sort of shapeshifted into, and they're these kind of budding thespians that, like Daryl, who's my character, is very serious about the theatre. Oh. And, and the other two kind of go along for the ride. And they're, I think Beric's into it because Daryl's into it. And Vinny's just like,
whatever.
All right. yeah, cool. Okay, we'll do that. So,
I've seen the theatre sketches, the ones that you perform when we could still go to gigs. How did you have to change it up for the online space?
Well, we created a whole new story, and because it was during lockdown, we were like, okay, restrictions are meant to be lifting on this date, so potentially we could film together, but just in case we can't, let's write it so that we could film by ourselves. So we set them in lockdown with their mums. And their mum characters are played by the same actor. So I'm Daryl and I play Daryl's mum as well,
who is
Roseanne. So all of us do that. And so most of the scenes are kind of like we play across from each other, and we've got that trick of the camera thing. But luckily our shoot week dropped in right in the middle of when restrictions were lifted.
So that one week when we all got excited and infected again.
In the week we got excited, and that's where we had no idea how lucky we were. Gemma Cotter, who's filmed it, who directs it, and who is now editing it in lockdown, she was able to come and do all the filming, which was so much better than she's going to teach us how to use the camera.
Oh my gosh. That would have been hilarious. Yeah. It would have been like home VCR. Footage. Yeah, it is a very small world as well, because the director, Gemma, was my teleprompt guru / operator during my show. And this project is also funded by City of Melbourne's Arts Grants. And we're wearing the wigs that you lent to us to celebrate the Bogan.
Mine's not a wig. Mine's not a wig, Annie Louie. That's my real hair you're picking on mullet.
We had a question for you. How do you survive in the wig? Because we're scratching our heads like crazy. I don't know if we're giving you nits for the return.
It's itchy, yeah.
We must just be used to it.
Have there been any stage blunders?
We have a backdrop, and I think it was Laura. So we have a backdrop and we come out from behind and then we go back around, and that's kind of how we do our quick changes, because in our stage show we also play the mums and the boys. And at one point Laura came out and she tripped over the backdrop and I think she kind of managed to save herself and then just kept walking like nothing had happened, and everyone pissed themselves, like lost it.
Aww.
It looked so, no, it was hilarious. Oh. So, I mean, it's what you want to be able to do, but she did it in real life.
In real life.
The other one was, well, to be honest, like we have them all the time. So, you know, and it's, they seem to be the best bits of the show. Isn't it though?
It's relatable. Really, we're planning to have a whole bloopers show eventually. We've had quite a few.
Well, certainly enough content.
Yeah. But thank you so much. We've been chatting to Lucy Fox, one third of the Travelling Sisters, who are making a new show called Meet the Mullets, and it's coming to your web screens. What's the date?
On the 30th of August at 8 p.m. and it'll be on YouTube.
Fabulous. Thank you so much, and we'll chat soon.
Thanks so Lucy.
Much. Thank you.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.